You guys kind of played from behind once again all afternoon, tied it up at 52, but then really it was just kind of big steals and layups down the stretch there that really hurt you guys.
Yeah, turnovers. You know, one of these days we'll learn that we can't turn the ball over, especially right underneath the other team's basket, and give their size, you know, that kind of opportunity to score layups. So until we figure it out, it's going to be, you know, tough games for us. But, you know, we did a ton of things right to get, you know, to get back into the game, and we tied it back up, and we tie it back up, and they go on a 10-0 run to finish the game. So, you know, that was turnovers and offensive rebounds for them. So, you know, luckily we get to get back after it tomorrow, so we don't have to think about this too much, but they need to. These things have to sink in with them, and they can be young and inexperienced and all that, but, you know, we're up to, you know, 9 games now, so no more excuses.
Well, got to applaud the effort this afternoon of Jordan Horn. He really shot the ball pretty well from perimeter and did a good job of attacking, finished with the game-high 30 points and career-high 30 points.
Yeah, you know, Jordan's a gamer, so it doesn't matter who we play. You know, he's going to give it what he's got. So he's just, you know, a talented kid. He's strong. He can get to the basket. He just needs to finish a little bit. Again, you know, we talked about it. He tries to do a little bit too much with the ball when he gets in there at times, instead of just finishing strong. So, but we need more than just him. You know, we've got to have our post guys show up. And I thought at times our shot selection was not smart. Trying to shoot it over some 6'6", you know, size. We can't jump that well, so we can't shoot that shot. We've got to make a move and kick it out and let our shooters, you know, do what they do, which is shoot the ball in rhythm. But if we can't get it to them in rhythm, then we can't shoot it.
He had the presence of Joe Evans coming back out on the court today. It was good to see him out there. He was a little different at times with the rebounding and stuff, and he did get a couple of point baskets there in the first quarter. But, you know, he's just trying to get back into things, pretty much playing – catch up as well.
Well, again, you know, it is. He's trying to get back into the flow of it, and you know, he had a tough battle tonight with their big kid. And you know, you got to understand though, you can't take those shots. You can't take a drop step and bring it right back into a shot blocker's, you know, hand. And he did that a couple of times tonight, and we weren't very physical down there. We didn't keep him out of rebounding position, and we let him catch too easy on the block. So, you know, very, very, you know, small things that lead to big, you know, big differences in the game.
Well, your resiliency was good, but you mentioned there the points off turnovers really probably the story of this game. But the quick turnaround tomorrow, it's probably going to be Lotus School of Excellence on the backside there, and I know you'll have an opportunity to go scout that team. But what do you guys do here between now and tomorrow to kind of mentally move on?
Well, I mean, it's got to stay with them for a little bit. You know, they need to take this, and it needs to hurt for a little while because we had the opportunity. But that's been kind of the story of these last, you know, couple of games. Conversations with you afterwards is we had an opportunity and we didn't finish it out. So, you know, our young kids got to grow up fast. No more excuses for them and the coaching staff. We got to do a better job of putting kids in and getting them in positions to succeed because it's just not working right now.
All right, once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post game. A tough loss for the Beavers, Coach. Thanks as always for joining me here post game, and see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.